Today we celebrate All Saints Day. We celebrate the baptisms of Morgan Oliver, of Margaret Abigail, and of Jackson Tyler. Today is a very, very special day in the life of the church. Many of you may have heard last week that my grandfather, John Kilbourne, passed away on October 25th. On that Thursday, I had the opportunity to fly down to Florida to be with my grandmother and with my family. We made funeral arrangements. We settled some of his financial affairs. And then I had the privilege on Saturday of deaconing at his funeral. The circumstances were sort of sad for me to be down there. It was a wonderful chance to get together, to eat, to laugh, to eat, to play together, to eat, to watch football, and then to eat some more, and then to celebrate the life of a truly wonderful man, a family man and a child of God. In a way, we get to celebrate the life of him and the life of all of our saints today, because today is All Saints Day. And I'm not necessarily telling you about my grandfather's death to invoke your sense of sympathy. I'm actually wanting to share with you a story that came out of that time. I'm telling you this because I had this really awesome experience of love last week. And what I experienced was this. It was an almost tangible love of God. And it was poured out by the hands that wrote letters of sympathy to me, by the fingers that text messaged me, by the voices that called me. And they were voices and hands and people who reached out from this parish. They were the staff and the congregation of this church who reached out to me in love to let me know that I was being prayed for, that I was being cared for even when I was away. I even got some letters in my mailbox today. And it was an otherworldly experience for me to feel that kind of tangible love of God here in this place, to feel myself being held by that kind of love. It was an experience of what many Celtic people might call a thin place, a place in life where the veil between different worlds is permeable, a thin place, a place in life where the veil between different worlds is permeable. In those times of family grief, I felt like I was somehow being touched by the divine and held by your love. And I want to say thank you for offering me a thin place, a place where I could really touch the divine love of God. I think it's interesting that my experience of a thin place happened so close to All Saints Day, so close to a day where we celebrate those thin places in our lives, those places where we can almost touch the people that have gone before us. Those places where we remember the witness of other people, the witness of how their lives affected ours. Those places in our lives where we can remember the kinds of connections that we have with those people. And a time in our life when we celebrate the same kind of connections that we have, those soul connections. A time when we connect with others, especially as we get ready to join in this baptism that we have today, those soul connections. It's a day to celebrate the work of that connection, and then to take part in that connection ourselves as we continue to connect with other people, especially in the work of this table and of baptism. And in some sense, we do have a mini All Saints Day every week as we come to the table of the Lord. This is another thin place in our life. A place where we here on earth can reach into heaven, but also a place where heaven can reach in to earth. We even say in our prayers that we join our voices with angels and archangels and all of the company of heaven, all of the people that have gone before us who are in heaven now. We don't say that we will join them once we get to heaven. We don't say that we have joined them or that others have joined them. We say that we do join them. In this moment, we come together in this thin place. We reach out in this thin place. We connect, and God becomes tangible. God's love becomes a true reality to us as we participate with those in our past, in our present, and with these three young ones in our future. We join in this cosmic dance together. Friends, where do you find connection these days? Where are those places in your life that link you to thin places? Perhaps it's a place like the mountains. Perhaps it's the gentle touch of a grandparent or the loving embrace of a child. What links you to those thin places in life? As we continue to celebrate at our baptismal font this afternoon and at this table today, may we all come to stand in awe of those who connect us to our past, but also of those who connect us to our present and to our future. May we together capture that awe and share that amazement and connection with others.